This is your friend John Weldon again. Can you spare me 5 minutes? You're not that busy, are you? A few thoughts from the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7 give us this famous sermon preached by our Lord. And it has been called pages from our Lord's diary because this is exactly the way he lived. Notice that although the multitudes followed him up the mountain, it was when his disciples came to him that he opened his mouth and taught them. The things given us in the Sermon on the Mount were for his disciples, not for the world. If you have never received Christ as your Savior, you couldn't possibly do the things that he says ought to be done. In fact, as you go on through the New Testament, you find that he gives us successive revelation, and many of these things lead us above and beyond even the things given here in the Sermon on the Mount. And let's draw something from it for our own good. Have you received the Lord Jesus as your Savior? If you have, this is the way he would like you to live. Now, if you have not received Christ, this is on legal ground, and you could never in the world become a Christian by following the Sermon on the Mount any more than you could by keeping the Ten Commandments or attempting to. These things condemn us and never save us. But having received the Lord Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, and the Spirit of God reproduces the life of Christ in believers. And the word blessed here in these Beatitudes could be translated congratulations, offered to those who have something of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now, these are not the things that the world approves. The poor in spirit, and those who mourn, and those who are meek, and those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and the merciful, and the pure, and the peaceable, and people who are persecuted and reviled. These are not people who appeal to the man of the world, but this was the character of our Lord Jesus, and we who are Christians ought to be like him. Now, if you will heed the things that he says here, you will find that you will become more and more, as he speaks in verses 13 and 14, like the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Now, salt is a preservative. We put it in foods to keep them from spoiling. God has left believers here in this world to prevent the absolute corruption that will set in when the Lord Jesus takes his people home. The presence of Christians in a city keeps that city from becoming unbearably wicked. The presence of one believer in a factory or in an office or in a school can have a preserving effect upon that. If you're a believer, make sure that you're not salt that's lost its savor. Be sure that there's something of the savor of Christ about you. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean talking, although you will want to speak for the Lord, but it means living in such a way that they will see Christ in you. We're called the light of the world. The Lord Jesus himself said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But now that he has gone back to heaven, all the world this has is reflected light, as it has only the moonlight at night. So this world has only the light reflected from believers in this present age. Too much of the time, I think, our light, instead of being placed on a candlestick, that is, sharing with other believers in the community, our witness for the Lord, too much of the time we hide our light under the bushel of business or under the bed of ease. Is your light shining, brother and sister? Well, maybe you don't have any light. Maybe you've never received Christ. Maybe you haven't been to the master light to receive light. A candle doesn't burn until it's lighted. A light bulb doesn't burn until it's connected. And you can't shine for the Lord Jesus unless you have received him as your own personal Savior. Having done so, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We have a wonderful opportunity, fellow Christians, of shining in this dark world for our blessed Lord. Our Father, we thank thee that thy Son came that we might have light. This is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. We thank thee for eternal life through him and through his finished work at Calvary. We ask thy blessing now on thy word, the salvation of the lost, and blessing of thy children. In his name, amen.